Blog Talk Radio.
You just heard the first two stanzas. You just heard the first two stanzas of the Ring of Power Tribe's national anthem. Oh, that's right. We have our own national anthem, and we have our own flag. The colors are black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We have the flag made so you can see it. One day when we'll invite you out to 1 hour meetings, mostly we're meeting on the radio right now, but one day when we invite you out to 1 hour meetings, you'll be able to see our flag, or if you go to our website, we're going to have a picture up there sometime next week with our flags and stuff up there, so you'll be able to see it, okay? Today's topic is we're dealing with history. I didn't put no question up there. Because I was going to post, I'll post a question when you come on the air. And so, since you're coming on the air, let me post a question right now. The question is separation? No, that's not Africa. That's one of the questions. But the main question is, why do they keep the history of ancient Americas hidden from you? Now, naturally, every day before we start the show, we always talk about love. It's about 5 minutes because, to me, that's the most important topic. I like to go into love all day, every day, you know, for a whole hour. But we have so many things that we need to talk about, so we're just going to talk about love for a few minutes. Our slogan is, love is an act that makes others feel good through one God, one name, one destiny. We'll talk about who that one God is. We'll talk about who that one name is, who that one destiny is one day. We'll get into that next time we talk about love. We'll go into that portion of it as well, okay? Just remember that if you're not making the other person feel good with your actions and your deeds, what you're saying, what you're doing, then you're not actually participating in the love adventure. Why did I use the word adventure? Oh, now that's something I answered that before. Love is quite an adventure, trust me. If you don't have a partner, okay? Now, right now I don't have a partner, okay? I will have one soon. Right now I don't have a partner. If you don't have a partner, you're missing one of the greatest adventures in life. There's nothing more adventurous than a relationship. Because from day to day, man, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's up, who's down, what's on first, what's on third. I mean, holy crap. So if you want to engage in a, if you are adventurous and you want to engage in a nice adventure, get in a relationship with somebody, okay? I'm not getting into the gender and all that, but get the relationship with somebody, and you will be in one of the greatest adventures that you've been in your whole life. And you have to think, you have to work, you have to constantly, you have to be a diplomat, you have to be every telephone thing, all rolled in one, when you enter into this adventure. The next time we talk about love, we're going to talk about it as an adventure. Those of you who are in relationships, you know what I'm talking about, okay? So sometimes the adventure is so much that people can't handle it because of the workload that they're doing. They're doing so much other stuff. But if you can get your mate involved in your work, you know, if you're working together, then you can share your free time as an adventure together, you know. Because if you both work in different occupations, then it gets a little difficult because you don't always have the free time at the same time, you know. So you have to plan and schedule things to be together, plan and schedule things to go through different things together, you know. That's what makes their adventure so unique. Trust me, it is an adventure. And I love the adventure. I want to get back into the adventure, you know, and this is what I plan on doing. I'm just looking for a happy person. Now, I know I can't make nobody happy. I ain't trying to make nobody happy. If you ain't happy when I meet you, we'll be friends, and that's going to be the end of that one. You know what I mean? I want to be around happy people. I like being around a happy person all day long. And you can't make nobody happy. And nobody can make you happy. You have to be happy with what's going on within your own universe, within your own world. If you're happy with yourself and what's going on around you, then and you get if you get with somebody that's happy too, then you have a great adventure, you know. Okay, I ain't going to go too much into that. I just want to say a little bit about love. I only do the whole thing about love once a month. If you want me to, I'll do it more often, but I only do it about once a month. I go into a whole hour full of love and relationships and how to keep things flowing the way they're supposed to be flowing, okay? So just remember that love is an act that makes us feel good. If all they're thinking about is making you feel good, and all you're thinking about is making them feel good, you're going to have a feel-good time. Every day, all day. And it's going to be quite an adventure, okay? All right, now, this is history, so let me get into history. The topic is, why did it keep the history of the ancient Americas hidden from you? People say, ancient Americas? How can it be ancient Americas? I thought America started in 1776. No, that's not how it goes. This is why they're keeping it hidden from you. All these little countries and islands that they have taken over, was it Guam and the Virgin Islands and Brazil and all these other countries, all these countries was part of the Americas before any European came in this direction. Well, I can't say before any European because there's history about the Europeans that they don't know coming from the Lemurians, but although the Lemurians weren't Europeans, but there's a European history that they don't know, or I can't say they don't know, but they're not letting you know, coming from the constellation Osiris or Orion's Belt. We're not going to get into that. That's not the topic for today. But but the Americas was here long before America Vespucci, Christopher Columbus, Leif Erikson, all of them. The Americas was here. We had trade coming from Africa. We had a massive trade coming from Africa to the Americas. I didn't say Americans. I said Americas. Literally, okay? I'll use one of my friends' terms. We're going to make you aware on this show. You are actually, you're not African Americans. You're actually Americans, period. Okay, everybody on the planet come out of Africa the way they teach it. I'm saying the way they teach it, but that's not actually true. Well, then it could be true. It depends on how you look at it, because we landed in multiple places when we got here from the other planets. Oh, boy, did I go too far already? Still, I'm just starting. I'm telling you, I went too far already. Let me say this here. If you want to join in the conversation, just press 1 on your dial and let me know you have a comment or something. You want to say something about what's going on. But we landed in Belize, some of the other places as well, too. That's why they found certain artifacts in Belize that were so years, hundreds of thousands of years old, because we didn't just land on the continent of Africa when we got here. What I'm saying a mouthful if you're listening. No modern man or woman, I'm saying this again. You can look this up. Now, I'm not just, don't just take my word for it. No modern man or woman is from this planet. Okay, I'm going to say that again. No modern man or woman is from this planet. We're all from someplace else. That's why you got the artifacts here that they're finding, because they're from your ancestors. You've been dumbed down so that you don't know what's going on, but they're from your ancestors, okay? You can look up this word. Google this word. Lemurians, okay? Lemurians. Look up that word. And when you look up the Lemurians, this is go back prior to what's that city that they were talking about? It'll come to me in a minute. But let's go back further than I can't think of the city. But this is one of the oldest documented groups that they have in reference to, as history is concerned, that they're telling you. I'll put it like that, because there's more. We're older than the Lemurians. We go back further than that. They're just not telling you stuff because they're afraid that once you find out who you are, you will begin to wake up and assert your control over what I call your slave physical body. I'm going to be saying things in a way that you're not used to hearing, but that's what I'm here for, okay? Just to make you think, like Arsenio Hall used to say, They have, I enjoy history day, so excuse me, because I'm all Kool-Aid smiles and everything else. I like talking about this history the way I'm talking about it, because they're not giving you this. You don't know that you are actually Americans, not African-Americans. I'm talking about black folk now, okay? When I say black folk, I'm talking about the whole color spectrum except for European. I'm talking about the black, brown, red, and yellow. That's what I'm, when I say black folk, I'm talking about all of y'all. They're not gonna get me with that. They're not going to catch me up in the hype talking about black and brown. They're breaking us into two groups now when we used to be one group. When you say black folk, you knew we were talking about all of us, not just black and brown. It's a yellow, they're promoting the yellow man right now on television. If you notice, pay attention. They're actually promoting the yellow man in the stories and the series and everything that they're doing. And the families, watch this story called American, I forget the name of the doggone thing. All American. I thought it was about football players and one of the guys going to be real good and going to become an All American quarterback or something. No. It was about black folks being all Americans. We done, our mindset is locked into the American dream. That's what it is. And we haven't become black folks no more. We really become the American based on their concept of what Americans should be. And it took me out. I'm looking for. They did have a football player not out there, but there was no all-American guy. It was when I realized it was all about the show. What's this guy? Ty Diggs, very good looking black man. Ty Diggs, he married a white girl. His children came out like the Blue Vein Society. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Those of you on the line, I'm going back now. There's something else that you can Google. Google the Blue Vein Society. This was a whole group of light skinned blacks who thought they were better than everybody else until the Depression hit. Then they got treated like every other black person. It was a real wake-up call for them. But they're pushing certain things now because the European community is not growing. Okay, they got whole cities with no people in them, because they're not producing enough people. For everyone that's born, one dies. And when they get caught up in wars and stuff, it's really catastrophic for them because they're not having enough babies. Anybody that's been on a farm, that's bred animals and stuff like that, they know, you'll know what outcrossing is. Outcrossing is when you inbred so long that the product that you're producing, whether it be dogs, cats, or whatever, then they're coming out sickly and having a lot of problems. That's when you outcross. You go to another breed that's not part of that bloodline, and you start producing dogs or cats from that line. That's what they're doing to you right now. They're outcrossing because of the inbreeding that they've been doing, whites amongst white. It's not working. So they're outcrossing into blacks so that they can bring that back to, so they can bring the bloodline, so they can infuse the bloodline. I got people calling me, why do they do that? I don't know. Why are so many people calling me? I don't understand. I can't stop right now. Interrupts my flow. But anyway, it's called outcrossing, and that's what they're doing right now because they're not making enough people. Back to the question, every time they do that, they break my flow. The question is, why do they keep the history of ancient America hidden from you, okay? This was all of the Americas, talking about Brazil. We're all from Haiti all the way down through this entire continent. All this was called the Americas. And if you Google, they have maps, okay, that you can Google about the Americas. You go back to the 1400s, Google the Americas 1400s, and they'll show you maps of the Americas before they got here. You see what I'm saying? They'll show you maps. They try to put the little guys up there with the rifle, the David Crockett-looking guys, you know, when you look at the map. But we know those David Crockett-looking guys weren't here unless they were black. You see what I'm saying? I didn't say black and brown unless they were black. When I say black, I'm talking about all of us. So don't get it twisted. They're not going to get me up into that height. You follow what I'm saying? So we were here, okay, thriving with armadas coming from Africa doing trade with food and everything else. We had armadas. We controlled the seas. We controlled the seven seas with our shipping and our military might. I mean, this is stuff they don't tell you how powerful the communities were. And moving up in the history, going into the 1600s, 1700s, this is when they attacked the Americas. Before George Washington and them came, they attacked America before. The Americas, when I say Americas, you get the wrong impression. But they attacked the Americas before four times. The fifth time, they attacked five times. They lost five times. Five times they attacked the Americans and lost. What they wasn't telling you is that we were united from Haiti all the way down through Mexico. That's right. And when they attacked America, they had to fight the whole crew. That's why they couldn't win, no matter who they sent over here. See, you think just Napoleon by him, that Toussaint Laurent over to it, just knocked off Napoleon by himself? No, I mean, the Maroons, they rumbled. I mean, trust me, they rumbled. But they had help all the way down through Mexico. Follow what I'm saying? All the way up to Carolinas, all they had help. That's why when they attacked to finally get over on the Americas, to finally win over the indigenous people, they attacked in three stages. Napoleon, Christopher Columbus, and George Washington and the crew, okay? They attacked in three stages. That's how they was able to win. They had three footholds. They couldn't do it with just one. To get a foothold in the Carolinas, they relied on your, because we were part of our culture was reap what you sow, not dog eat dog. See, and they relied on that kindness, that compassion, in order to get a foothold and down the south. What did Britain do? Think about it. They emptied their jails out, sending people over here with nothing. And what did we do? Compassionate, loving people. We fed them, showed them how to grow food, became their friends, everything. You know what I mean? This is how we were. But we didn't know we didn't know that it was all part of a strategy to take control over not so much the land, but to take control over you, because you are the real power. The people are the real power on the planet. And that kind of brings us to the next question, okay? Well, we're still dealing with why they're keeping the history hidden from you, because they don't want you to know who you are. They want you to know how powerful you are, how you rule the world, okay? That's why all the black heroes that come on TV, they're fighting to clean up the neighborhoods. None of them are fighting to rule the world. Even the Black Panther, as most powerful he was, he said right on the show, "I'm not king of the world. I'm king of Wakanda." So his world control mindset, they don't want you to have that world control mindset. That's what they have. But they know we control the world. And the key to dominating the world was the Americas. It wasn't wasn't a coincidence that you had the Colossus head here, that you had the Almax here. You follow what I'm saying? It wasn't no coincidence that you have the Incas here with the pyramids and all. It's not a coincidence that all this was going on. You follow what I'm saying? You had world domination. In fact, I don't know if you can Google this, but I can tell you what you can read and get proof on some of the stuff that I'm saying. We had Olympics, World Olympics going on. They've uncovered some of the ancient Olympic stadiums that we had before they got here. They're not broadcasting that on TV. They don't want you to know that. That's where the Olympic idea came from and come from you, because you had World Olympics, you had World Olympic stadiums, all of that. Okay? These are the things that they keep them hitting from you, because they don't want you to know who you are. Now, this is something else, right? Further proof. Let me mention a book that you can go read to catch up on some of this stuff. By Horace Butler. It's called When Rocks Cry Out. You got some black folks that hate this book because it turns everything that the European is saying with proof upside down, you know? So you get to believe in his story, the way he put it out, you follow what I'm saying? You're going to be missing so much about your history, so much about your legacy and what you have done. You know, I mean, black history is the missing pieces of world history. You know what I'm saying? They only want to give it to you for 30. They give it to you on the shortest month, you know what I mean? But black history is every day, 365.5 days a year. That's what black history is. You follow what I'm saying? And they want to make sure that you're not getting it, because they don't want you to understand. All right, now we come into this next question, right? This is very interesting. Is separation better than control? That's a big one right there. Because get all these groups talking, we want separation. We want separation. Look, you got to really check your history when you're listening to these people talk. You follow what I'm saying? There is no such thing as separation. You can't separate from nobody. You know who realized that and why they said that the sun never set on the empire? Britain. Okay? Coming from the black king, okay, named King James. There were more than one King James of England. We need to get that straight. They pushed the white King James, but that's not the guy that dealt with the Bible. It was the black King James that dealt with the Bible. He was the, just to give you a little tidbit, we're talking about history. He was the sixth King James of Scotland, but the first Scottish King James of Britain. So when you want to look up this special King James that did the Bible and all that kind of stuff, you have to go into Scottish history, because they're trying to eliminate blacks out of the European history banks. But we're there. They can't deny. It's like Queen Sophia from, she was black too. I don't know if she was a queen or a prince. I got to go back to my princess. I got to go back. Oh, Queen Sophia. No, she was a queen. Black queen of Britain. Queen Sophia. Don't take my word for it. We got Google now. You can look up some of this stuff. When you read what they're telling you, it's going to be a little tricky, because they're going to switch it around a little bit to not give the people the power that they're supposed to have. That's why I was so mad at the movie, Madam C.J. Walker, when that movie came out. They didn't give her credit for inventing nothing. She was just a good salesperson. And then she didn't do the marketing. Her husband did the marketing. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, they really took everything from her, you know? And when you read the books on her, don't say that she did not invent that product. And don't say that she stole a product from somebody else and just doctored it up, you know? Well, I don't know, according to the patent office, if she actually made the hot comb or not, but they're not giving her credit for the hot comb either. So she didn't make the products for the hair. She did make the hot comb. She didn't... she didn't do the marketing. Now, her husband did the marketing. This is a movie, right? So what did she do? What she did, you know, all these K with the lipstick, the people with the lipstick and all that be selling out there, Miss K or whatever their name is, the strategies that they're using, all those marketing strategies, sales strategies, she was the ultimate saleswoman. I mean, this woman, she could sell, you know? And the key to everything is selling, you know, that's the key to the whole nine yards. If you're selling cars, TVs, radios, whatever, you have to sell it. And she was, she came up with a strategy to sell her product through the people in the neighborhood where they were making the money, you know. Now, she was getting ready to move into another market. She was trying to move into the European market by putting her product into the European stores. But her workers complained about it because they say if the product into the stores, they won't be able to sell it in the neighborhoods because they know how we are. We go right to sell. You know, history proves this. We go right to somebody else to buy the same product that they manufactured by us. If somebody else got it, we'll go to them first. We're going to go to your own. We're going to go to our own kind. This is how we've been trained, so we can't blame ourselves for it. We have been trained by somebody to do this, okay? Now, back to the question, all right? Now, the question is open on the board. You can put your hand up or something on if you have a comment about it. Is separation better than control? Now, I know we've got quite a few people on the line here. No hands go up. Then I'm going to go ahead and get into my explanation of all of it, you know, but I would like to hear yours first if I can. Okay, no hands going up. All right, well, let me get into my explanation of it, okay? The Queen and King of England, they were smart. They know, okay, we got a handler. That's my buddy. The Queen of England, let me make this statement, and then we'll bring you in. 1927, I'll bring you in. The Queen of England, right, they knew you can't separate from the people. It's all about control. You can't separate. You don't have the power to separate from another human being. You can't afford to separate from another human being. What you need to do is step up and take control. George Washington and them, well, they lost the war, so it wasn't about them. But the Queen knew, England, because this, the United States is the colony of England. The Queen knew that you had to control the people, not separate. If the Europeans have actually separated from the black community, this country wouldn't be here. It would be gone. They couldn't make it without the black people in this country. So it's all about control. So the Queen took control over y'all. Hold on for a minute. 1927, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Good evening, brother Elohim. I think it might be in order to give a definition or explain what you mean by control versus separation. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad pointed out that we needed to be separate so that we could teach our children and each other about ourselves, and pointed out that it's very difficult to do that if you are not separated from the very people who have enslaved us and taught us the exact opposite of what we need to know about ourselves.
I'll speak on that for a minute. You know, before I knew better, that thought process was good. But then I realized it cost money to send the children to school. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And if you don't control an economy, how are you going to teach your children? It costs money. So when you talk about separation, you have to separate financially first. And the way the world works, you can't separate financially from anybody. The only thing you can do is take control over the finances. This is what they did to you. They didn't separate from you. They took control over your slave. What is your slave? Your slave is your physical body. Whoever controls that physical body controls the economics of the country. That's how it works. Follow what I'm saying? So what did they do? They turned you into a slave. That gave them control over you. Once they took control over your body, they had control over your economics, which gave them control over your education because they had the money to pay for the education that you're getting. And right now, they're paying for our education. See what I'm saying? Now, we jumped out there real big in the 60s and the 70s. We set up our own school. We were trying to teach our children. But when the children graduated from school, we had no job for them. So a lot of children had to go back to school to get a white certification to get a job because they blacklisted the children coming out of black schools, called them troublemakers, and they wouldn't get hired. So we got children graduating from these colleges and stuff and can't get a job. Graduate from the black colleges, can't get a job because we don't have economic control over ourselves. That's the biggest problem. So the difference between separation and control is that there is no such thing as separation. The only thing that you can do is fight for control, which your ancestors realized that. Once they took control of the country, and they've been fighting for more and more control all the time. Remember when we had all the congressmen, senators, and all that. This is during the 1800s. We had all these people in office. Okay, the Klan set up, which was called the Democrats, the Dixiecrats, this racist organization that they set up. And when they came into power, what they do? They took control of the government back. Was the same thing that Trump is doing after Obama got in there. They want their control back. So they didn't care if the country go down, if they lost money, whatever. They want to make sure that niggas ain't controlling nothing. You follow what I'm saying? Because that's where the power's at. You know what I'm saying? You separate. How can we separate from these people without an economic structure? You can't do it. And they have taken over our economic structure. It's not like they had an economic structure of their own. They're using ours. See what I'm saying? We were here. They came and took this from us. That's what George Washington did. They didn't separate from the Continental Congress. See what I'm saying? They fought to take control over the Continental Congress. They renamed it, changed it, took control over it, and with control, they put all their people, see what I'm saying, at the head and put you at the back. Same thing when when Hitler took over Germany. He took control over the Jews. He put the Jews in the back and his people up front. Follow what I'm saying? One of his greatest mistakes was trying to exterminate the Jews, all that brain power, all that labor, all that workforce. You follow what I'm saying? He lost so much, spent so much money trying to kill them, and he could have made so much money putting them to work. You know what I mean? Oh. Anyhow. Okay. Anyhow, separation don't work. You follow what I'm saying? Now, go ahead. You can explain. I get a little out of control here, but I didn't mean to get so emotional. But you can go ahead and explain what you mean. You know what you mean, what you think separation and control means to you. What does it mean to you? I'll give you the mic.
To me, separation means simply having an area of influence that is separate and apart from the bigger picture or the controlling element. For instance, when our children go to an integrated school, we are placing them in an environment whereby certain things cannot be taught to our children because it would be diametrically opposed to the philosophy of the owners of the school, and it would go against the philosophy that the European children came in with. And so in order for us to be able to teach our children what they need to know about themselves, their story or our story, which is known as history, we need to have separate schools. We need to have home schools, which would be separate from the public schools, that have an agenda that has been passed down from on high, and the marching orders that have been given. In order for you to attend this school, you have to accept the curriculum that has been doctored up to keep you blind to the knowledge of yourself and your ancestors. That's what I think of when I think of separation. When it comes to separation of nationality, that would simply mean that we need to be separate from the dominant society, which is European, in order for us to be able to trade among ourselves, to have our separate institutions of learning, and I think this is important, especially in the early stages. And of course, the time will come when you can expand out and trade with other nations and eventually with the world.
You're missing the main issue. Where's the money going to come from?
Well, I don't know, but I think we have somewhat of an example of what I mean when I speak of separation. China has just recently come back into the world fold, and it came back with a dominant position.
Think about your history. Economically, China never left the world fold.
Nonetheless, China did.
That's what I'm saying. It cost money. China made the money to pay for her schools, to pay for her military, to pay for all this stuff. See what I'm saying? And the money came from her not separating from the world, but being a part of the world agenda. Now, she knew that. What you're saying is absolutely true. If we're going to teach our children, we have to set things up for them. I agree with you 100%. But you can't see, when you think in terms of separation, most people, when they say separation, they're talking about separation. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get out.
Yeah.
We want to, like, if you go further into the season, I don't know. We want a land of our own, something we can do. But there's one thing he did say: what we want, we need you to take care of us and help us out for 20 years. He put
right.
it in there because
absolutely.
You can't separate without that money. So why would your enemy, you know, pay you to take money out of his pocket? It don't make sense.
That's what
I'm saying.
Well, if I recall correctly, the condition that he had was, yes, you will support us for I think it was 30 years.
Okay.
Completely. But he gave the warning, you can choose that or give us what we got coming to us now, or you will lose everything that you have. I think that was the premise. You will either. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Any group that became powerful on their own did not do it through economic separation. And as long as you have economic ties with people, you're never separate from them, because this is the problem that's going on with Iran and all the other countries. See what I'm saying? Every time they try to get out, they put the money on economics. They hit them with the economics. So if uh-huh. we're going to do as you say, then we have to set up an independent economic structure. Now, if you set up an independent economic structure, okay, then you can talk about some type of separation. But you can't separate unless you have some type of economic structure to pay for all of this stuff. That's why we listen to everybody when they be talking about all the different groups. Talk about separation, we want our own, we want this, we want that. All of the mechanics for them to get whatever they want is already here. You know what I mean? They just have to realize the right way to do it. You can't separate from the European no more than a European can separate from you, because we are a strong. It's no coincidence that we control a large economic portion of the money from this country. As a friend of mine says on a show every Saturday, we represent the 17th largest country on the planet economically. Okay, that's no coincidence.
They're counting
on that money to be spent in their structure that they control. Now, now the way to begin to control their structure is to do what our ancestors have been trying to tell us to do from the beginning. You got to go in and start taking control over the government. You have to get as much control of the government as possible. Even in Germany, that's what Hitler had to do. He had to go in and get control. He had to set up his own political party and go from that point on. Now, if we had a black political party where all black people was in this particular party, then that would give us the leverage. But we don't have that kind of leverage right now. You know what I mean? Most of us are Democrats now. You know, so it's a black and white fight now, because the white folks jump on the Republican Party, the black folks jump on the Democrat Party. So it's getting a little tricky. But we have to think in terms of money, because it costs money to bring any idea that you have to bring into existence. It costs money. We got to talking. I got a little fired up here, and I missed a commercial. I have an hour.
Oh my God!
So let me hold up here for a couple of seconds here, and I'm trying to. I have to do it a little quicker because we got about 15 minutes left. Unbelievable. So let me get right into the commercial right quick, and then we can come back to. Separation Corolla. Well, I have other questions to put on the board as well. Elohim Five Tribes Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia. We're here every day. The call-in number, I'm going to go through this very quickly. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to say something. If not, just keep listening, and we're glad you're on the air. Okay. Monday, we deal with health. Tuesday, history. Wednesday, politics. Thursday, economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're talking about religion. From the Toronto Church of Christ and Allah. We don't mention your name. We just call you in by the last four digits of your phone number, okay? And so just let us know. If you have a company or something, you can always give a commercial, okay? We have a CD on the market called Jesus is Coming. It's a gospel CD. And the call-in number for that CD is 215-758-1703. You can learn more about it. I have a book on the market. It's in book form, paperback, and in CD form. It's called A Christ Has Come. Okay? And don't forget to, It's called the Toronto Scriptures. I have a book called Toronto Scriptures 2, Part 2. It's called The Christ Is Coming, if you want to check it out, okay? Now, if you want the more information about the Toronto Church of Christ and Lives, call the same number, 215-781-703, okay? also, I do sell gold with carat bars. You can call the same number to find out about the carat bars. And you can also visit my website at ElohimAlChristElohim.website.com/website. You can go to my website. I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler. That's one of the guys I mentioned on the books. I always talk about him on the show because I like where he's coming from because he understands history. I'm going to give a shout out to the Legacy of a Nation, hosted by Brother Mac. I'm talking to my son right now. And he teaches about Black history, health, economics, and politics. He comes on every Saturday from at 6 p.m. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She has a spoken word on YouTube. You look up Kabita 11, you can catch up with her. And the Nikki Love Show, she comes on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30. She's a spiritual advisor. Her call-in number is 215-8040. Wait a minute. Her call-in number is 347-215-8040, okay? If you want more information about her, just give her a call. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121. That's UNIA, a group that was set up by Marcus Garvey in Philadelphia. If you want more information, a contact number, contact President Mark P at 267-822-2320, okay? Then we have UAIA. He's offering land to build in Africa. RBG Industries, they make designer clothes and buttons. Find out more information, just call 609-688-5828. Shout out to Sophomore Electronics, a good electric company. If you need some electric work, give them a call at 215-909-3352. And we'd like to give a shout out to a security company who's actually looking for people to hire. If you need a job in security, just call us, number 336-988-8630. And give a shout out to Thomas Thornton. He has CDs on the market. He's got a very nice style. In fact, he did harmony on some of my songs. His calling number is 267-259-4077. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Taylor Pass Learning Academy. That's a licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school trying to be a doctor. Stick my chest out again. That's one of my daughters that have programs. Her call in number is 638-8352, Monday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can give her a call to find out more information about her addresses and all that stuff. I'd also like to give a shout-out to resident naturopathic healers, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. Also, he's offering a list of herbs dealing with the pandemic, and if you want to get that list from him, just go to his website or give him a call. His website is www.drpaulherbs.com. And they got Dr. Bill. He's at 631-561-3864, okay? So just be happy. Deal with those guys and you'll be fine. Now back to the topic. We got about 12 minutes left. I'd just like to get that commercial in because I like to give back some of what I get. And I get so much love from the people by your calling. Well, thank you for calling in. Even though you don't participate, that's okay. As long as I know you're listening, that's fine. Okay, now, back to my brother over here, Brother Matt. Now, Greg, finish what you were saying, brother. I'm going to hold you up there for a minute. We're talking about separation. Is separation better than control? Now, let's deal with that question. So you think separation is better than control?
Well, actually, Brother Elohim, I think we need both separation okay. and control. But if you could only have one or the other, I agree. Control would be the one to have. The thing is, the Europeans have set up a system to prevent our ever gaining control. They have such tight control over what we are exposed to as far as knowledge and understanding is concerned, and they it's almost as though they almost know in advance what we are going to do, and they already have plans in place to counteract anything that we're going to do. But what I'd like for you to consider and speak on very briefly is the let's see, biblically, the children of Israel who were in who were in Egypt and separated themselves and wandered around in the desert for 40 years before going into the land into a land of their own. What can you say about that?
Well, what they did, they took the gold and the finances that they accumulated out of Egypt. And they embarked on a journey to find a piece of land where they can set up and practice what they wanted to practice, okay? Now, you have to think about this. They got to a certain point, whereas they couldn't actually just do this independently without another culture. So right. They went into Jericho. And they took over, see, so they weren't, they didn't totally separate. After
right.
Jericho, they went into what we're calling now Palestine or Israel.
Right.
They took that over. So the thought of totally separating it's very difficult to do. Now, the only person in the Bible that I know of that separated and constructed an independent society was Abraham. If my biblical knowledge is correct, he took his wife and his nephew, and he left Chaldea and went on a journey to find some place to set up. You follow what I'm saying? Now he went through Kemet, right? He has some interaction with Kemet. In fact, one of his handmaids was a Kemite. Okay, I think her name was Sarah, or was it Sarah?
Yeah.
Who, yeah, here. Huh? It was Sarah, right?
I think
she was a Kemite.
Sarah, yeah.
Yeah, he had two wives. Well, he had a handmaid and a wife. I forget his wife's name. How deep is that? But they literally bred a society into existence. See what I'm saying? Now, that's one way to do it, because you start off with two or three people. Now, they're giving you, that story is giving you the key of how to literally separate from another group. You know what I'm saying? You have to go through the church. You go through the church, and you begin a breeding, a family from the church. And you create a tribe. Once you get your tribe set up and your tribe becomes large enough, because remember, in this culture, church and state is separate. So
uh-huh.
They're giving us the answer. So when you set up a church and you file for 501c3, then you're no longer an independent church. You become locked into the government. Now, you can set up a church, and you don't have to file for 501c3 to be a church. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you can use that to literally gain enough economics to separate. But even though you're here as a church, you're using this country's economic structure to develop the money. But you can separate from
yes.
the government by using the church, by starting with what Brother was talking about before. You start with the land and start growing your own food. And from
yes.
that point, you create enough money to find a piece of land like in Africa someplace. See what I'm saying? Now you have economic structure in the United States to support dependents in another country. That's how the story of Abraham tells you how to do it. That's why I say that's how powerful this book is, because people don't actually realize how powerful the Bible is. It's giving you
yes.
the solutions to all of your problems, you know? So if we deal with that first, then we can get separation. But like I said, economically, you still have to be tethered to somebody or to another culture. And
indeed.
The story of go ahead.
I think what you're saying, Brother Elohim, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that there's separation and then there's separation.
What I'm saying is what you just said a few minutes ago. There's separation and then there's control. You see?
Right.
You see, you follow what I'm saying? So if you have control, right, then you can produce a form of separation. You follow what I'm saying? But the separation is control. That's the whole thing. They're not interchangeable.
Yes.
That's the realization
right.
I was going to try to get to by the end of the show. It's the end of the show now. I threw it out there. It's like a trick question. You follow what I'm saying? But you can't have one without the other. You follow what I'm saying? Control is separation. And
right.
separation is control.
I agree that we need both. But if I could only have one of the two, then control would be the one to have. But let me point out just one more thing before I know the time is growing short, and that is that when it comes to forming a church, unless you submit to the government and do it under the 501c3, you are labeled as a cult, a C-U-L-T, and the connotation of a cult is that you are illegitimate, that you are bad, that you are leading the people in the wrong direction, and so we need to be aware of the safety features that they have built into this European society to keep the status quo as it is and has been.
Let me ask you a question. Name one Christian church that was designated as a cult.
Let's see. Let's see. I think the Mormon Church was dubbed a cult.
But they're not Christians. They're Mormons.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Okay.
The point I'm making. There's a way to do everything. And
yes.
If you set up as a Christian group, you're not considered a cult. You follow what I'm saying? So, and if you don't want to do the 501c3, there's a place that you can go. It's called SEDM.org. Go to SEDM.org. That's one of the largest. That's one of the largest sites in reference to the biblical legality that you can find, and they'll show you how to set up a church and everything else without getting the 501c3 as a Christian, and don't be called a cult. We only got about a few more seconds here. There was a couple of questions I want to get to, but we'll save that for next week when we come back to history again. I'll just run the questions off, and then I'm gonna get into the assertion, because we only got about 60 seconds here. Something for you to think about for next week. Do 1% know who you are as a race? Why is it so important for them to keep it from you? You are not from this planet. Where are you from? Historical facts about Black adventure. Those are the things that I was going to get into. Like I say, time goes fast when we're having fun.
Yes, indeed.
I did talk about Madam C.J. Walker and why in her book, her book is saying one thing, and the movie is saying something else. Okay.
Exactly.
I like to close out one of our searches. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be written. Our slogan is, love is the act that make others feel good. If you're one God, one aim, one destiny. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about politics. And with that, love you, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Much love.
Peace and love, my brother. Be well.
Okay.